What's up, podcast world? And Chris,
what is up, Isaac? How you doing, Rev?
Good. Freaking just excited for episode 7. It's been a little while.
We made it.
We made it, bro.
We're there.
Today we just talk a little bit about like how we've been like over the last 2 weeks, as well as some of our favorite topics. What do we talk about, Chris?
We talk about master debaters and what grinds our gears.
And a lot of things grind our gears, and we talk about current events, and we just kind of talk about everything today, to be honest.
From measles to Conor McGregor,
and to rejecting freaking slump busters at the bar.
So have a listen, guys. It's a good episode.
It is. Bye.
Bye. Surprise, motherfuckers. 3, 2, 1. What is up, Isaac? Back in the studio. I forgot what episode.
7,
what episode?
Dude,
that's how you know we're legit.
They say usually the podcast don't last until episode 7 or something like that.
Do they really say that?
They usually fall off like at 7. But no, we've been here. Yeah, we're not planning on stopping anytime soon, I don't think.
Never.
I mean,
we're gonna go on forever.
Even if it's only like one or two people listening, just us. No, just kidding.
It's like a lot.
Yeah.
So we gotta give the people what they want, know what I'm saying?
First order of business, dog.
What is that?
These little hitters I brought for us.
I didn't want to say that I didn't like them because I felt bad, but I don't. But I'm going to try.
So if you guys ever tried those Mexican mango candies with chili powder on them.
Those are bomb.
That's what these taste like.
The lollipops? The
mango cart. Yep. Mango cart
mixed
with this hitter right here.
So let's rock or what?
Yeah. All right, you do yours. You know how to pour, right?
Thanks, bro.
You know how to pour, right?
Yes, sir.
And then... I got to pour it this way because I got this little hitter in front of me. This little MacBook hitter, you know? But, so we just take one of these cups. It's like $2, I think. And then put it...
I'm nervous, bro.
Why?
Because I hate on this shit, bro. And I never drank one before out of this.
Look how freaking foamy I put it, man.
Actually, you're supposed to pour it a little foamy.
Why?
Because... if you don't pour it foamy and pour it super soft, when you drink it and it hits your stomach, then the foam goes. That's why you get super gassy. So when you pour it foamy first, it doesn't have the same effect when it hits your stomach.
No
beer science.
No manches beer.
Beer science.
Dang, I didn't know that, dog.
Functioning alcoholics over here.
Functioning apostolic. You're sick.
Nasty, bro.
So yeah, I'm waiting for mine to go down a little bit.
All right,
yeah, you have to put this powder in there.
The whole thing?
No, like a third of it.
Okay.
The reason why is because we have to make it last 3 beers too.
All right, we'll see. Yeah. See how it goes.
So you guys put this. It comes with a little packet, like Lucas, whatever. But it's like a spice. Anyways, so back to just talking crap.
Heads up with that new laptop, bro. Tell the people. Isaac's the young Isaac now.
Yeah, so now we're going to be doing things a little bit different. I'm going to be on my little laptop taking notes from young Jamie of the Joe Rogan experience, you know, just to like look stuff up and whatnot. But yeah, and so that's what I got today. I got this little hitter, especially for the podcast, you know. No, just kidding.
Oh, look at that bubbly, bro.
Hell yeah. Like it.
My mouth's watery and I'm nervous at the same time. Is that normal for first timers?
Yeah, I mean, that's what she said one time.
All right. Cheers, dude.
Cheers,
let's see how this is.
Tell me. Just tell the people, bro.
Dude. It tastes exactly like those fucking lollipops.
So I did good?
Again, bro.
Dog, I don't disappoint. I'm telling you.
You're the mixologist, bro.
Nah.
On the podcast.
No, and then there's another one.
Holy shit. That's good. Oh, it's on my mustache.
Yeah. I see a little spice right here.
Mm.
But so that's that hitter. I recommend using. They have a mango and a melon one. Dude, the melon one's bomb too.
Yeah.
I'll bring that one next time.
No, dude. This one. This one? Dude, right. This one's so good. What the heck?
Told you,
thanks,
dog.
Bro, for coming through.
Yeah, so how was your, how have you been?
We haven't met up in, what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks now, yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy lately, dude.
I've been busy too, dude. Like, it's a, I'm going through a little transition right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm be moving.
Nice. So,
yeah, over, like, the last 2 weeks, over the last time we met up, see, that was, like, the Tuesday after I got back from Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
I started planning my move to, I'm be moving to Gardena.
From so Whittier, like, to Gardena, bro. Yeah. Big transition.
A huge transition. It's like, I went over there today just like checking stuff out over there. And I went to go get this laptop too. And I'm just like, it was exciting, dude, because I'm seeing like a new like type of people that I'm going to be around. Like, mm-hmm. New places like I'm like examining I'm going to be at and stuff.
New
like,
gym.
New gym.
Fuck, everything. Serious.
And but the reason why I'm going over there is because I'm be going back to school over there, dude.
Nice.
So I have my EMT license, but I have to like recertify. So I'm doing that. That's why I got the laptop, to do like my stuff online on it and stuff, like my online course. And then after that, I have to do my phlebotomy course. And I think that's like an 8-week program, but it's over there at El Camino College.
Cool.
So that's in Gardena. And then after that, like, try to find a job out there that has a like a hospital, like a EMT tech, so that's emergency room technician, you know. So that's the goal, man. I'm trying to push more towards my firefighter like career goal, dude. Yeah, that's like,
you were taking classes before. Yeah,
yeah, so I have a lot done already. It's just I have to like, there's things that I need to take care of now. Like, I'm 26 still, so still kind of young, you know?
Yeah. Young.
That's the thing, is I want to eventually like have my family and crap, but yeah. I want all my stuff to be together, you know,
for sure, dude. Damn, that's good. That's exciting, bro.
So that's like the last 2 weeks, so I've been just focusing on that. Like, I mean, I'm still staying at the gym. Like, it's I'm trying to like get my stuff together, you know, like,
yeah,
which I'm not like, I don't like not have my crap together, but yeah. Like,
what's the process to become would you recommend doing paramedic? Because I know you mentioned you want to do that.
So I looked into the paramedics program, but they say you need like 6 months on. That's why I wanted to get my, I want to go into I'll be a transfer, like EMT, does like one that like rides around, or ambulance,
but for 6 months or something.
Yeah, yeah. You need 6 months experience with that, or emergency room technician.
Sure.
So I want to do either or, but my goal would be to actually emergency room technician.
You have a better chance of becoming firefighter with paramedic?
Yeah, I mean, the more you have, obviously, is going to increase your chances, you know? Sure. So, I'm starting to double down on that, man. It's finally about time, you know?
Either that, dude, or what comes first, a firefighter or a podcaster, bro?
Yeah, for real. I would do both, dog.
Save lives. Dude, the schedule. I'll be
the Stipe Miocic of podcasting, dog. You know?
Dude, the schedule for firefighters is sick, too, dude. Oh, yeah, you have a lot of days off, and then on a few days, or I don't know.
Yeah, you're off, and, like, it's weird. So there's a lot of fire departments that do it different, like, how they do the scheduling. But what I've seen for, like, LA City and LA County and stuff, it's, like, one day on, like, two days off. You go back again, like, 2 days off. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty nice.
24-hour shifts. And, dude, like, the overtime, you can't beat it, dog. Like, sometimes that's, like, as much as dual income, you know?
You'll be making that six figures, bro?
I can only pray, dude. That'd be sick.
Me too. Everyone, dude.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Well, you've been more productive than me. I haven't done much. Same old. Working a bunch, your wedding planning.
Your seven jobs?
Yeah, dude. It's four this week. dude, getting back on that health craze, though, bro. I need to lose weight before the wedding, dude. So
you look thinner, dude, actually.
I wish. I swear. Thanks, bro. Me and Brianna actually went to Costco today, and we meal prepped today, so...
Hell yeah.
No more fucking around, dude, because I ain't trying to be no fat slob on my wedding day, bro.
You want to be breathing like, I do.
Let me catch my breath after I walk down the aisle. Yeah, dude. So I'm going to just work out. Like, I'm going to try to do. They say don't do it every day because you get burnt out. But, dude, I need to fucking just stop being a bitch and do it.
So what is your like your fitness, like your workouts consist of, really?
So mainly right now I go to this place called Fit Camp LA right here in Whittier. And it's like a boot camp. So we do like stations, kind of like circuits. So okay. We'll focus on a body part. Like when you go to the gym, you do arms one day, chest another day. And that's it. So like the first like 2 minutes, we do a warm up, jumping jacks, all that shit. Take a minute break, and then you go to your stations and
work on.
It's
whatever.
A bunch of different stuff. Yeah, that's dude. Cool. Dumbbell shit, like cardio shit, burpees, everything.
That's it.
Yeah, I like it because it's a group and it kind of pushes you. But I need to be more consistent, dude. When I started, I was going hard, bro. And the last like 2 months, I've been like out of it, but.
I need to get back on it, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Get back on that horse, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, did you do anything for Cinco de Mayo?
I went to, El Cinco de Drinco. I did.
Cinco
actually
de Drinco.
All weekend, bro. Okay, so that's something this week. Friday night, dogs. It was my boy's birthday. Martin. Shout out to Boss Martin on Instagram.
Yeah. The young cat?
No. I went to Coachella with him. But he went, dude, so we're going to meet him in LA. So I'm from Whittier. He's like from. What's it called? I mean, LA, of course, but he's like 30 minutes past from where we were going to meet. So I just met at my other homie's pad, who's like 5 minutes away from Sound Nightclub where we went.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a bottle of Proper 12.
Yes.
And dude, me and him alone finished like the whole bottle.
Fuck. Dog. Were you jacked up?
I lasted 4 minutes in the club, they said.
What the heck?
Yeah. And I don't remember shit.
Did you get kicked out?
No, I don't think so. I think I just walked out. I think because he said I was kind of just like,
fucking Isaac.
Yeah, so I got too fucked up.
Did you guys goober there or what?
No, he lives right on the street. We walked over
there.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. So my boy, freaking Terrell, the homie. Dude, did you see my Snapchat story? I got my Snapchat. My Instagram, where he was singing.
I didn't catch it.
Yeah, so Terrell, he's a.
I just went pop, 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 pop.
Wow, bro.
There's too much, dude. Too much people post.
Wow, bro. But I'm different. I'm not just that homie. It's
I'll
skip your shit.
I go so fast that when I come to yours, I'm halfway already, and then I'm like, damn, I can't go back now.
No, bro.
I look like a creep, dude. That's if mean. I just keep looking.
No, I'm just kidding. No, so dude, Terrell, he's actually on the show Empire.
Is he really?
Yeah, for real. And he sings freaking sick.
What
dude.
Is he, a fucking choir member or extra? Nah, or
I think he used to sing gospel and stuff, but he's a singer on there. I haven't seen the show, so I don't know too much about it. But
tight.
But yeah, it's the homie. I actually met him at Coachella, and we just like we hit it off.
Does he hang out with fucking Jesse Smollett, dude?
We'll talk off camera.
Dude, I'll fire that guy up. Just kidding. Dude, that guy is a fucking clown. Yeah. Anyway, next.
Yeah, so then that was that day, and I woke up, dude, I got on his couch, and I was like, fuck. So I was asked him what happened. He's like, dog, you were fucked up.
Damn, Isaac. Yeah. I've never been that jacked up, dude. I get too scared, dude.
No, so that was that day. And then when I woke up the next morning, I forgot I made plans like for Saturday morning to go with my brother to LA. I forgot about it, though. And I woke up to like a missed call, some text from him. I'm like, fuck. And I asked him. He's like, oh, no, I'm just sitting at the Grove in LA. Dude, I ended up being like 5 minutes away from the Grove, too.
So, damn, the Grove?
Yeah, so I went to the Grove and then... got my Jordan 4s, you know?
I saw that.
Those are sick, huh?
Those are fresh. Are you going to resell or keep them?
No, I'm keeping those bad boys.
How much, dude?
Don't worry about it, bro.
No, talk figures, bro. Let the people know. Did you wait? No, you don't have to say it. You bought it at like a shop, though?
Yeah,
or
so we waited in line maybe for like an hour, I think. But chill. It wasn't too bad.
Those were a drop or what?
Yeah, it was a drop. Those are, that's a freaking grail, holy grail of shoes right there.
Fuck.
Those ones, so. I mean, they're not running too much on the resale, and like, but for anyone that knows shoes, bro, knows that the Jordan 4 breads are like, they're up there, bro.
Yeah, your brother bought a few or no? Just
he's bought two, one for Big Angel, my boy Cornejo, and then so he bought one for him and one for himself.
Side note, Angel's my cousin, and he had a birthday party, and I didn't get invited, and Jordan and Isaac got invited.
would you have driven to freaking
not
India,
no
bro?
Never dude he's dude not invited my wedding dude. You're blacklisted, the homie. Bro, blacklisted.
He's invited to mine. He just has to wear fresh ass sneakers.
Hey,
no, I'm just kidding. And then Sunday, that was Saturday morning, and then I didn't really do anything the rest of the day. And then Sunday, El Cinco de Drinco, bro. I went to Panama Joe's in Long Beach. I hate that place.
What happened?
It's just too freaking packed, dude. Like, legit, like, you're just, like, chilling. Like, you can't move your shoulders.
That kind of sucks, huh?
Like, I could see why people go if they want to meet girls and all that shit. Like, which, like, I don't mind it, but, like, I'd rather just, like, go to, like, a chill-ass bar, yeah, just, like, relax with the homies. Like, that's why I like going out, like, I like going out with my boys, you know? And that was just too much, dude. That was, like, way too many people just, like,
That shit's fucked. What's going on over there, dude?
My thing just stopped recording for some reason.
Jesus.
But it's good now. Anyways, yeah, so I went over there, and then that was it. Didn't really do much.
I don't know if we could do the podcast over here, bro. You haven't heard fucking someone with the measles was walking around the Grove, bro.
For real?
Yeah, and then a farmer's market in LA, dude.
What the fuck?
Dude, I didn't hear about that. Be careful, bro. Don't what? Touch me.
For real? The measles?
Don't touch
bro?
Me, doc.
Thought the measles was like a black plague thing from
it
like
kind
the
of 1500s. Is. It came from fucking a different country all the way over here. It was in Fullerton.
What the fuck?
The AMC right there off Lemon.
Oh, I heard about that.
Dude, they even said the show time and everything. 11 p.m. Avengers Endgame.
What
the That fuck? Someone saw that movie with the measles there.
That's crazy.
That shit's fucking insane, dog.
Yeah, how about Endgame?
Jesus, that
I
movie.
I saw it twice already.
I need to see it again because I went Thursday at 6 p.m., one of the first showings. Jesus.
I was mad that you fucking ruined it for me.
Some fucking lady took her three-year-old kid, sat right behind us,
man,
yelling, watching YouTube. Dude, I almost committed murder that day.
No, dude. You should have went to one of the attendants and told him. Dude, because honestly, like, bringing a kid to freaking movies, or a little baby like
especially
that.
Especially that movie, god damn it. Holy shit, I was like fucking...
Grinds your gears?
That grinds my gears, dog. I wanted to fucking whip that kid, dude.
Damn.
Oh my... I could not... I was like dumbfounded. I was like, what? Is this real? I felt like I was being punked. I felt like the whole theater was being punked. That shit was incredible.
That was some BS, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You guys should have got a free showing for the next one.
I need
one
to see it again, dude, because... Half the time I thought of freaking sucking that kid in the face, dude. God
the movie is amazing. If you guys haven't seen it by now, like, you guys are freaking
losers, peasants.
And now if anyone gives you any spoilers, like, you deserve to have seen them. Like, why didn't you fucking see the movie, you know?
Yeah. Spend but, 15 bucks, you fucking lame asses.
No, I spent freaking like $7, I think.
Iron Man dies. Do you want to hear some fucked up? You know, dude, I told you I'm an asshole.
I know. Why did you do that, bro? You ruined it for me.
I told you don't look at my shit. You said you're going to unfollow me for that night. Did I really ruin it for you?
Yeah. Yeah, because I didn't see it.
What part? What part?
Where he fucking dies.
I didn't put that up.
No. You put Iron Man. No, Captain America stays in.
He's old as fuck. That's not that bad. That was like, what?
That was right at the end, though.
He freaking cried about his bitch every goddamn movie, dude. It was bound to happen.
Now, actually, didn't he smash her granddaughter or something?
Oh, she was kind of cute, the white girl.
He went back in time. He's like, hey, dog, like your granddaughter, she got it, bro.
Oh, man,
which
dude.
Which one is that one? That was in Civil War, huh?
Civil War, yeah. Dude, want to hear some fucked up shit I did? Yeah. We saw the movie in Laverne at a, what was it? Edwards. Mm-hmm. We saw the first showing. You
gotta lick the rim a little bit.
I know, dude. That shit tastes bomb. When we were driving away, I was with my girlfriend's little cousin.
You yelled that shit.
A million people in the front. I rolled the window down. I said, watch this. He said, what? I said, Iron Man dies.
Fuck, dog. You should have recorded it, Loki.
Dude, I freaking, my body was filled with joy for some reason, dude.
Because you got an evil heart, bro.
Dude, I just love it, you know.
You got
that
evil hitter, dog.
And I, yeah, I told the, dude, I heard people were getting beat up for that shit. Probably. Telling the ending and what happens. I dare any one of you try to freaking swing on me. I'll fuck your ass. I'll eat you. anyway, that was a good movie.
Yeah, if you guys, yeah. I'm excited for the freaking Spider-Man one, dude.
Is it Spider-Man?
Did you see the trailer today? I think it came out today, actually.
A little bit not.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Check it out later. It's just like they're like they have like a lot of remembrance about Iron Man, and they kind of say like they think like Spider-Man's gonna be the new
Iron Man.
Iron Man, like, yeah.
Did you see a meme that he had his glasses on? He was wearing his glasses in a scene or something. Maybe in the new trailer.
Who was?
Spider-Man.
Wearing glasses?
Yeah, it showed. Oh, remember in Infinity War when he talks to that Squidward guy? He's like, hey, Squidward. He has these stupid glasses on. And the Spider-Man had the same glasses, I think, in the new trailer. But it was a picture. It was like a picture side by side. And they're like, oh, my God, look, he has Tony Stark's glasses.
Oh, that's dope.
I was like, what the fuck? Anyway. Yeah,
I think he's going to be the new like, not exactly, like, leader and stuff, but kind of like the brains. I don't know. It's weird. I think Spider-Man's going to end up being, like, more important than we actually
think. Because he's a smart kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's next on the agenda?
Master Debaters.
Hey.
I actually had Chick-fil-A the other day, and I had some friends that went to Cane's. This led me to think, like, freaking, which is better? Raising Cane's? Have you been?
I've been.
Or Chick-fil-A, and of course we've been there.
I've been twice.
Nice. Yeah. So, personally, for me, I think Raising Cane's is just, like, all hype, kinda.
You couldn't have said it better.
It's good, though. I mean,
all hype.
It's decent, but I wouldn't, dude. People wait in line for, like, almost hours sometimes, bro.
People go there for their lunch, and by the time they get their food, their lunch is over.
Their shift is over.
Dude, that shit is terrible.
They got fired from their job after that.
Their shift is over.
Yeah, but then freaking Chick-fil-A, it's like you go in there, they dude, they almost kiss your ass the entire time.
They give you
time.
A little hand job in the fucking drive-thru.
I hope you're having a blessed evening. How's your grandma doing?
I know, shit. They're freaking incredible. I think, like, dude, you said it. Raising Cane's is overrated. I think that when Post Malone said Cane's, everyone just fucked with Cane's. Because they asked him.
Oh, for real?
In an interview. Like, a couple places they gave him. And he's like, Raising Cane's. And everyone's like, oh, Post Malone. I was like, dude, fuck that.
I love Post Malone.
I fuck with Posty too, but not no shit.
But,
like,
well,
that.
If Kanye was going for Raising Cane's, then that'd be a different story. You know what I'm saying? No, yeah. I'm just kidding. No, but Chick-fil-A, I just hate that they're not open on freaking Sundays, dog. Like, I'm hungry on Sundays too, bro. Like, take my money on Sundays. Like,
I know.
I don't pay tithes, so take that. Like,
oh, man, dude, it's so good. Anyway. Yeah, Chick-fil-A, dude. You know what I get at Chick-fil-A? I get a double banger, bro. I ask for an extra fucking chicken patty.
They charge you extra?
Yeah, dude. Oh. I don't know how much, but I'm like, I don't take just my do money. I just do it.
Yeah, no, I always get the spicy chicken. Oh, my goodness.
It's so good. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm telling them, like, freaking just give me that hitter, bro. Like, and they freaking give me, like, those fries, those crisp cut fries.
I like them, but they taste like, I wish they were, like, seasoned a little bit. What do you think?
I think they're perfect. I've never really liked too much salt, so I think that's like.
That's yeah, no, they're good, but.
Yeah.
It's just like a regular fucking fry, but Crisco. Yeah.
I just hate when you go over there with a friend, but they, like, it's just you and a dude, and they have, like, the set of flowers in front of you, and, like, I'm like, dog, we're not on a date, I promise.
Yeah. I promise you. Yeah, that's a good one.
So you can't even take, like, a snap or a picture of your boy or whatever, because they're like, oh my God, it's like,
yeah, dude.
First date. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so we both picked Chick-fil-A.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna be more on my social media, so I will be putting more of, like, these topics for you guys, these master debating questions. And your master debate question, or not question, but master debate.
So
topic.
I think this is a good one because everyone has to do this either one way or the other, and it's. When you take a shit, do you scrunch the toilet paper and wipe, or do you fold it nice and neat and wipe?
What do you do?
I don't know why my mouth's getting so watery, dude, after I asked that question. dude, I fold, bro. There's no way you can control your shit unless you fold it and make it nice and neat and know exactly where you're putting
control it. How, though? What do you mean? Like,
dude, you know where you're putting the toilet paper. You're full and you guide it in your butthole and you freaking clean that sucker up, dude. Then you can fold it again.
I don't do that. I just waste all the toilet paper. Fuck it.
So what do you do then?
I scrunch that shit, bro.
Jesus Christ. You get shit on your hand every single time, don't you?
No. I just use, like, a shitload of toilet paper. I don't know. Like,
oh, my God. I stopped scrunching when I was, like, 6 years old because I was like, I'm tired of getting shit in my
hands. I never grow up, bro. No, I was kidding. No, for real. Like, I mean, I use a shitload of toilet paper, so I mean, I don't take the time to be like, oh, nice and neat. Like, can't wait to, I don't know, fucking.
Dude, be eco-friendly, bro.
Fuck eco. No, I was kidding.
Fuck eco.
I have a friend named Eco, and I hate him.
Dude. No, I was kidding. So Isaac's a scruncher. You should send me a video of what your toilet paper looks like so I could...
And my hands after?
Yeah, they're probably so dirty.
No, hell no. I just don't freaking get shit on my hands. I know how to freaking control my ass, you know?
That's a real debate topic, guys. I know you guys are probably like, holy shit. These guys are so fucking funny talking about this.
No, for real.
He's going to put a poll up. I hope you do it this time.
I will.
And we'll see the brave souls who say what they do.
Yeah, I mean, freaking... I just don't see how freaking that's so dirty if you... I just control my shit. Your shit died.
It said full, dude. I don't use this phone at all. I have no idea why.
You always get on my fucking shit about
that. Dude, it... This is my second phone. There's nothing on this.
Well, that grinds my gears, bro.
Dude, I hate this. When I saw it said storage almost full, I was like, Jesus, I'm going to look like a fucking asshole now because I always tell you shit. SMH, yours has been every episode, though. You fucking out.
Only episode five.
No, dude, come on. I don't know why. Whatever. I'll look
at this. I'm getting control of my shit, bro. I'm getting control of it.
Just clean it up, bro.
With the scrunched up freaking toilet paper, bro.
We need a first step. You got to do.
I honestly probably use like 8 squares and one, when one wipe, bro.
Next time, try folding, dude.
I don't know. I want to try to look like freaking I don't fold shit. I don't even fold my own clothes.
You just stuff it in the drawers.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I do. I freaking fold my shit, but not my toilet paper. I don't take time for that. I'm trying to just get my business done and get out of there as quick as possible. I'm not taking time to fold no shit.
All right, dude. Let's see what the people say.
All right.
Look at this. I'm licking this. I'm giving this cup a rim job, bro. This shit tastes so fucking good.
That rim job hitter?
Yeah, dude. I like it better than the drink.
Yeah, it's freaking... I really recommend you guys trying this drink, actually. Okay, so next topic... Our next segment is this is my new favorite one. What grinds our gears. So what grinds my gears was I went to buy this little mango cart, like six pack. And usually I just went to a random liquor store right by my house and I saw they had it. So I picked that up, picked these two cups up. At any other place, it would be like $10 for the six pack and then like $1.99 or whatever for these. So it comes out to like, I don't know, maybe $15 or whatever. This shit came up to like $19 because they said, this thing, like they put extra charge on for some reason. I don't know. And then,
CRV?
I don't know. Then this was a little bit more than expected. And what also happened was they freaking charged me 99 cents without even telling me. He tells me after, I'm like, wait, I was like, why is it $18.99? $18.99. He's like, because we charge 99 cents extra for debit. I'm like, well, why don't you tell me at the beginning? He doesn't have a sign up. What grinds my gears when people charge extra for freaking just using debit. Like, who carries cash around like that, dog?
Nobody.
Dog, that's why we have debit cards and crap. It's like, why are you going to charge extra just to swipe my card?
No one carries cash.
Lost a customer for that. Like. For real, why am I going to go over there if I could get charged a dollar less, bro, somewhere else? I mean, it's only $1. It's only $1, but it's like, still, it's like so such a little petty thing to do. Like,
yeah.
I know our code charges like freaking 35 cents, but it's like, fuck it. And like,
at least you know.
Yeah, and they tell you ahead of time and shit. Like, this is a random ass dude, like freaking, oh yeah, we charge 99 cents, bro. Like, after I'm already freaking, like, I'm already about to buy. I'm not going to freaking leave there and go somewhere else to buy it. Like,
he probably tells the customers only when they say, hey, why is it like this? Yeah. Probably makes a quick buck.
That's a good one. It's only $1, but still, like, that little grinds my little gears, you know.
Some people
I have some little gears. My big gears get grinded elsewhere, other ways. But this is a
some people that's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. What if all they had was freaking $18 in my account? You know what I mean?
You would have been denied, and you would have looked like an asshole.
But it's like, dog, I thought I had enough, but now you're charging me an extra $1.
No. Hey, that's a good argument, bro.
Yeah. No, so that's what grinds my gears. I mean, I think places that charge extra, it's like, why do you even have why can't you just be normal and just, like, not just take cash?
I agree. So my topic is pretty broad, but... Okay, so I don't like people in general, but no. I hate going to the grocery store... And dealing with customers, like especially Costco customers, because They're in such a fucking rush, dude. No manners. Speeding through every... Dude, I'm trying to grab a fucking... some broccoli, and a bitch will grab the broccoli I'm trying to get, bro. It's like, damn, dude. Get in line. Like, people are inconsiderate. Especially the ones who freaking take all the samples, you fucking assholes.
That's the only reason why I go over there, though. TBH.
Yeah, one time I went to Costco, and I ate all the samples. I was starving. I ate the samples, and after, I was like, damn, I'm full now. I can't even go eat somewhere. Dude, yeah, that was crazy. Anyway, but like customers like that who are just inconsiderate, in a rush, like, dude, calm down. If you're in such a rush, order the fucking groceries online or some shit. There's so many options now. Yeah. But people in general, bro. But, dude, yeah, rushing customers... I grinds my gears, bro.
And there's always that one lady at Costco that's got that May I Speak Cheer Manager haircut.
Oh, man.
It's always like a white lady with freaking...
a mullet or something?
Yeah.
Short hair?
And she's wearing sunglasses indoors for some... Or boy hair? Or head or something. Yeah. Oh, man, looking like hilarious. That... What's that? John and Kate plus eight.
Oh, bro. That's who, exactly who I thought of.
That's exactly... That's how I think that... I don't know. For some reason, that bitch just annoys me. Just the way she looks. She grinds my gears.
She grinds my gears. Oh, dog. No wonder he left you.
No, dude. Freaking at, this is random, like off topic, but this, I was at the bar with my boy yesterday at that, Panama Joe's. And just like these two random girls, like probably from Southgate, bro. Like,
those cholitas? Grenades,
dog.
Take one for the team, bro.
They walk up and like one starts dancing. Just starts dancing on my friend. Shout out my boy Frank. But he's like the 6'4", dude, hitter, you know what I'm saying?
You're the real homie, Frank.
Yeah. She started dancing on him. She's got like these jacked up teeth. Like that she...
Oh my God, I'm going to bark.
I thought she was chewing an actual pop rocks, but that were actual freaking popping rocks in her freaking mouth, bro.
She was chewing on rocks, dog. Real rocks.
And she, her friend was a little torta, bro. And dog, they reached for the stars, dude. And they started dancing on us. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I had to get push her away. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like I have a girlfriend. Bro, I don't have a girlfriend.
You should have said, I'm sorry. I'm gay.
She said, oh my God, well, that's cute.
I'm gay.
So I was like, I'm sorry. I have a girlfriend. And then she's like, that's fucking annoying. I'm like, what the hell? Like, she's like, well, I respect it, but like, that's fucking annoying. I'm like, cool, you're annoying, like bye.
Cool, dude, freaking every girl like uses that too.
They feel like entitled, bro. I'm like dog, just like, you're not like, I mean more power to you for like trying, I guess, like
being confident
going, like reaching, like
what were like, their names, bro?
I didn't even talk to them. So just tell them straight up I have a girlfriend.
You don't?
No I don't. Yes. No girlfriend, but yeah, I was good, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just chilling with my boys, man. That's it.
Would you have felt like an asshole if you just said no thanks?
Yeah, because I don't want them to feel like I'm dancing with them. I'm not going to dance with them because, like, I'm not interested in them, you know? But I'd rather give them, like, an excuse, like... So I think it's okay to lie like that sometimes. It's okay. What do you think?
I think just tell them, dude. Hey, I'm not fucking interested.
Because I don't want to destroy their confidence either, you know?
Say, oh, I appreciate it. But I'm flattered.
But you're a torta.
But no, thank you. You should say, no thanks. I'd rather dance with that girl.
Hey, go help me get that one. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Go be a wing woman. No,
you don't have to be a dick, but just tell him, yo, nah, I'm not really interested. Sorry about that.
So you wouldn't agree that what I did, like saying I have a girlfriend.
It's not bad, but I mean, fucking bitches use that shit all the time, too. So fuck it. It doesn't matter. I'd make it funny. I'd be like, oh, this is my homie. I'd suck his dick. So fucking get out of here.
Ew.
Ew-y, ew-y.
No, I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
No, I would just say, no thanks, bro.
Yeah, and then shortly after, I freaking seen them with like two other dudes. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I didn't.
Good,
like,
for you.
Yeah, good job.
He didn't have a girlfriend. Yeah, golf clap.
That little golf clap, like freaking Tiger Woods just won again.
Hey,
you know?
that was sick.
I don't even watch golf.
Nobody like, watches golf, and everyone was a fucking fan, dude.
You know what it is, though? It's because I feel like they, everyone kind of like relates him in a way, because dude was a fuck up for a while, man.
He was, dude.
And he went through some mad shit. I remember a couple years ago he got that DUI and crap, remember that? And like, dude, that, like, he literally was like rock bottom, but with like millions of dollars. But
did you see the guy who wore his mugshot for a shirt? And he was walking by. He's like, Tiger, Tiger. Tiger went like this.
That's dope.
And he smiled. Yo, dude, and he's like, he saw it. Dude, that was sick.
Yo, dude, it's sick because, like, he really, like, he came back and he made the most business of it. Yeah. And, yeah, so, anyway, that was the random ass off topic. But
Tiger's dope.
Yeah. What was I saying? Yeah, so that was... That's what grinds our gears, I think. Well, should we get into our current events?
Yeah, what's the...
So, event? What's up with your freaking... Your boy, Ben Askren, bro? Yesterday...
He got his ass whipped.
Damn. I didn't watch it. And I honestly forgot it even happened up until you showed me that clip.
Flying here, bruv. I just saw the clip, too, right before. And I was like, dude, this guy got ragdolled. Supposedly he's the best. Fuck off, bro. When he got embarrassed, that guy just, what was that guy's name?
Jordan Burroughs.
Yeah, he freaking just walked away like a boss, and Ben Askren was like this.
Starts laughing. Yeah, I'm like, curly headed fuck.
Dude, I hate Ben Askren so much. I have no idea why. I do know why, but dude, I hate him.
I just, the only thing I feel like he talks such a big game, but he's not exciting to watch at all. Like,
who has he fought, dude? Big names.
I don't,
maybe no a couple thing. Bellator heads, but
I mean Robbie Lawler, of course. But
that know, was other, luck. That was.
I don't even think he really won. But
I agree.
F it though, you know, dude. He was. If anything should have been, if that fight should have been stopped at all, it was when he was getting freaking destroyed on the ground.
He's lucky, bro. Herb Dean fucked up that night.
Dude, he's freaking fighting in July.
Who?
Ben Askren.
Yeah, who though?
He's fighting Jorge Masvidal.
Oh yeah,
George I forgot Masvidal. About that. Calls him George Masvidal. But dude, I freaking hope he. And I'll take it back.
Huh?
My shit just.
It's all good.
Yeah, so now we got that main hitter up there. Anyways.
I hope.
Yeah. If not, then we'll just do all audio, but F it. Yeah, so Ben Askren lost yesterday, and they were talking this big thing. Yeah. I'm a gold medalist and shit. Well, dude, Jordan Burroughs, I think, is 2-time gold medalist.
Dude, he's a beast. They're saying he's untouchable right now.
Yeah, dude, he still like competes and shit. So, and dude, swole too. He trains my boy, Joey Black Ice Davis, bro.
Hey, does he?
Well, they're good friends. I don't know if they train together, but yeah, they're good homies.
So, RIP Ben Askren. What's the next? Yeah.
But next is Brock Lesnar. Did you hear about Brock Lesnar retiring?
I hate that he got everyone's hopes up and then just retires. What a bitch move,
I saw a meme. It was like, Brock Lesnar really be putting everybody's call on hold, but it hangs up. That's really what it is. It's like he made the whole division stall. Especially, dude, I feel bad for Stipe Miocic, dude.
He could have had the fight a long time ago.
Dude, he could have had it back in freaking, like, right after. Like the only reason why he didn't take any fights is because he believed he was, like, the rightful person to take it.
He was.
100%.
GOAT, bruh.
I mean, like, we talked about it last time, like, should Brock Lesnar fight for the title and stuff? Of course we would watch it. Of course, dude, 100% we'd watch it. Like, but Stipe Miocic is such a freaking badass. He's the only one to hold the heavyweight title for 3 consecutive title defenses. And, and dude, they were all good people he beat. You know what I mean? And I just think it's messed up that they...
Did him like that.
Yeah. I mean, of course, like, we talked about it last time. Like, should Brock Lesnar fight for the title? I think only if it was, a for sure deal, you know? And it never was.
And I think he would pull more numbers for sure. 100%, I think,
yeah.
Dude, Stipe is just fucking quality guy, dude. Yep. Not just a fighter, dude. He's a super good dude, I feel like they've always did him not dirty, but like didn't push him like they could have pushed another promotion wise.
Yeah, they.
But whatever.
And they never really like. You see them put they're all in like on freaking like. Max Holloway, Rose Namajunas, of course, Conor McGregor when he was, Khabib, of course, but they never really gave him that, like, that backing, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like
I agree.
He's done so much for the sport, like, just being a good person, too. And,
fighting fires, bro, on the side. That's dope. Who else does that shit? No one. Everyone quits their day job,
yeah. And, yeah, he's a freaking firefighter, too. That's dope.
Yeah, he's a boss.
And, yeah, so Brock Lesnar freaking... He was too old anyways.
See ya. Later, bruv.
I hope he just stays in WWE or just retires everything in general.
Disappears.
Yeah, I hope he dies. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. But did you catch the fights this weekend?
I saw some highlights, but I didn't catch the fights. I was out with some family, and I was just trying to look up online. Did you see the boxing, Canelo?
No, I saw the highlights this morning. Honestly,
people are hating on that shit too.
I'm just tired of Canelo for some reason, man. I feel like he. I don't know. I'm a Mexican, and I'm like a proud Mexican too, but I don't really. Canelo, I lost interest in Canelo when he tested positive for tainted carnitas, bro.
Fuck,
that shit,
once
bro.
Once you test positive, we've talked about it before. It's stained, like.
Yeah. Well, John Jones, though, bro.
I
love John Jones.
To me, that's gone for me now. But I'll watch him. But it's not gonna be like it was.
Yeah.
Same thing like with Brock Lesnar. Like I would have watched him, but it's not. Oh, he won. Damn, that was cool. I guess.
When Brock Lesnar came back in 2016 and he freaking was all 265 pounds, shredded, freaking looking like a Greek god on the way in.
Like Zeus.
And I told my brother, I'm like, dude, this guy's going to test positive for something. He's like, no, they didn't test him positive he didn't test positive for anything. They tested him like 5 times. I'm like, dog, I'm willing to bet my house. And I don't even have a house, bro. My future house, bro.
My future house.
Nah, I was like, dude, he's going to test positive. Watch. Dude, a week after his fight, test positive, bro.
What'd Jordan say?
I just sent the picture to him. He's like, I hate you. Nah, he's just like, and then like Brock Lesnar puts out a statement. We're going to get to the bottom of this. The bottom of what, bro? Like, you get to the bottom of this freaking
bottom of the syringe?
Yeah, I mean, I knew something was shady when they set his fight up with a month to prepare. Dude, he didn't do any testing before that month. And then that month, they were just like, that's kind of fucked up, dude. Like, that was they pulled a lot of strings for that fight. And it's kind of messed up because they cracked down the whip on anyone else that test positive. Dude, even marijuana users, they freaking.
Dude, like, they did Nick Diaz dirty. That's why he's like, fuck you guys. I'm not going to fight again.
Yeah,
but Dana White had his back a little bit. Like they helped him out, but dude, who doesn't want to see Nick and Nate fight? If you don't want to see them fight, you're not fucking real fans, dude. Yeah. But anyway,
I love. I like
Brock,
both of them.
Fuck Brock.
I mean, of course, I'd go for Conor McGregor over Nate Diaz again. But
negative.
I mean, I would.
When I heard I was at work and I was driving home to try to catch the first fight. Dog. And I heard he won. I freaking almost came my pants, bro.
Dog, I saw that shit live.
Were you there?
No. Not I was. Not
oh, you're watching I was it. There.
No, I was watching that. Yeah, I was watching it at my parents' house, and I'm the only McGregor fan, bro, out of like all my family. So I'm just like chilling, like we're watching it, and the first round, I'm like, dude, this guy looks unstoppable, dude. And then he, out of nowhere, just like gets tired in that round.
That's his weakness, obviously,
dude, because his style. I feel like for like the first round or two, if he doesn't knock you out, like then that's when he starts deteriorating and stuff. But that first one, like round and a half or whatever, it's like an unstoppable style kind of. It's like, I mean, unless you get a takedown on him, but like the way he fought against what's his name, Khabib, he fought too flat-footed. If he would have fought the way
his foot was broken though, bro.
I know.
Foot was broken. That's what I'm getting at. Fucking pussy.
Isn't that sick though? Like I told you too. I was like, he didn't fight the way he usually fights. His movement and shit, that little side to side karate action.
He was scared.
No, his foot was broken, dog.
you gotta admit. Answer for everything.
Yeah.
I agreed though. I knew that
too. Something was off about him that fight. Even like his physique looked a little bit soft, huh? Not as like he did like against like
he didn't look Eddie that Alvarez. Confident. To me.
Yeah.
But that reflects, dude, if you have a foot injury, fuck yeah, that will take your confidence right out.
That's got to be like 50% of your fighting because it's movement, you know what I'm saying? Like movement.
Heck yeah.
But see, he tweeted something against like the Dagestanis and freaking Khabib.
He
and
was going off, dude.
Let me find those tweets real quick. Let me just pour this little hitter. I have it right here. So if you guys don't know, him and Khabib always have like a crazy back and forth, which is
even though he got smashed, does he have grounds to talk shit? Yeah, dude. I mean,
he makes more money than anyone. He probably like 70.
But now, what is he doing? Did you see the tweet they're talking shit about that
he's proper 12? That dude, This is like the first year. Like
I heard it's on the decline, bro. That's all I heard. That's all I heard. I'm just saying.
No, this is like the first time like Irish whiskey has like went over like $1 billion or something. Like I don't know. So he tweeted something like that.
He is making money tweeting for UFC Plus and shit.
Yeah.
Brennan Shaw was like, "What the fuck? This is written. They wrote this for him." That shit was fucking hilarious.
So he so on the list for Abu, because you know Abu Dhabi's coming up, the UFC 242. Mm-hmm. They signed like a 5-year deal with Abu Dhabi. Every year they're for like the next 5 years they're gonna do an event in Abu Dhabi, and it's gonna be everyone's gonna be like a title like defense or whatever, or title fight. And so they announced it, and then MMA Team Dagestan said fighters that are expected to fight at UFC 232 or 242 is Khabib Nurmagomedov, Islam Makhachev, Zabaira, I don't know, whatever. And actually, Khabib Nurmagomedov's brother, and then some other guys. And then Connor put Team Meldonium, which is like an enhancer, like a performance enhancer. Three on this list are caught for performance enhancing drugs in the past already: Islam, Zubaira, and Marbek, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are some pretty big time dudes. You know?
And he deleted that tweet?
No, it's not that one. And then, He put dirty smelly rats, all of them. Yeah. So I don't think he's really. He deleted the tweet right after though.
Why?
I think because it kind of comes off as like a little. But he's not really talking about the Dagestanis in general. But he's talking about those three, like, which anyone that cheats like that, like
you're a piece of shit.
And at least like you should be expected to take some kind of criticism like that. But because he deleted it, I think people are thinking like, oh, like he's being racist. Like even he caught it himself. Like
racist?
But
it's not being racist.
Yeah. Because even on this little article I pulled up, it says Conor McGregor deletes dirty smelling rats tweet targeting Khabib, others slated to fight. It says the former two division champ went after several Dagestani fighters. Like they have to put that he puts Dagestani. Like it's not because they're Dagestani, it's because they're fucking
the team.
Cheaters.
Yeah, and it's the team. Look who it is. It's his rivals.
Exactly.
And so fucking retarded.
But see, Cowboy calling him out. I mean,
who, Connor?
Yeah, calling out Connor. Dude, that would be a sick fight, dude.
For Cowboy too, that guy's done so much.
Not only that, dude, their styles would match up perfect. Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like Conor McGregor has the better hands, but because has good like kicks and the ground game, it'd be a sick fight.
And he's a warrior, dude. You can't count him out because he'll fucking come back. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's on a 3-0. He's undefeated since he had his little son Danger.
Danger is his name.
That's his name.
Holy
sick-ass
shit!
Name.
They're naming to the kids weird names nowadays.
Look at the like Apple. What's his name? Fucking Guinness.
Tiger.
Oh,
Brennan Schaub's kid's name Tiger. I know. I'm just saying, like they're freaking weird, crazy names.
But you know what? That's cool because I don't want the same kid that's named like freaking John.
Like Chris.
Or Chris, yeah.
Freaking 10 people in my job are named Chris.
I know like 8 people named Isaac Hernandez, bro.
Yeah? Fucking.
My own cousin's named Isaac Hernandez, bro.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Mike, and he was born before me. Why don't you guys name me something else? Name me something like Conor McGregor Hernandez, bro.
Your
like,
boy's Isaac Hernandez. Is that your cousin?
Yeah.
And his dad, too.
No, he's not my cousin, but I have another,
my actual cousin. That's so crazy.
And dude, there was a lifeliner, bro, named Isaac Hernandez, bro. I feel like I know
other Isaac Hernandez. R.I.P. to that guy.
No, but dude, there's a lot of Isaac Hernandez, so if you guys look me up, there's a...
You won't find him.
Yeah, there's going to be like 17 other ones. But I don't know. I think they took this whole freaking Conor McGregor's like tweet like way out of hand.
They're just trying to keep him getting in trouble going, dude.
Yeah. I think he's been out of the news actually recently for a
little surprised.
Bit.
Good for him.
Yeah, I know, for real. I'm hoping that dude comes back. I'm gonna go to that fight, dog, whenever he comes back.
That'd be sick.
Or I'll try. But
cool. Well,
what else?
Anything to add?
No, I mean, I'm gonna put these our master debates up there. Because we want you guys to master debate with us. A whole master debate like group, you know, we're just all debating.
Masturbating. I mean, master debating.
Yeah, master. And then also the grinds are geared. If you guys agree with us that, like what I said, when places charge extra for debit or credit card use, like don't charge extra. It's like you're getting money from us anyways.
And if you have any topics that you'd like us to talk about, whether it's what grinds are gears or master debaters, let us know. But,
Yes. And then I'll put a suggestion box for you guys if you guys want to contribute to our little discussions, you know?
Yes, sir. Thanks to fucking everyone who's been supporting our episode 7. This has been pretty nutty.
Yeah. I know we're going to be more consistent. I know we said that a couple weeks ago. And then
5 times.
Yeah, but there's just been a lot going on, in both of our lives. But we're going to be more consistent going forward. I kind of have, a hold on things now. So just thank you guys for being patient and all that. I have nothing else to add.
We'll see you guys later. We'll see you next week. So bye.
Bye.